The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
We're going to talk about a new tax in the budget for vacant homes. Pascal Donoghue has announced it. It comes as new figures released by Revenue show over 57,000, or 3% of habitable properties eligible, are vacant and as a result are eligible for the tax. Now, there's a bit of a contradiction because CSO figures recently showed more than double that. 166,000 properties are lying vacant. Eoin O'Brien is the housing spokesperson for Sinn Féin, and Steve Matthews is the Green Party TD for Wicklow and also chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Steve Matthews, to you first of all, is it 57 or 166,000?
That's a good question, Jonathan. I think the figure probably lies somewhere in the middle of that. We have to recognise that the LPT figure, the returns back to revenue, self-declaration by owners on a vacant property, whereas the census data was observational data by enumerators going door to door. And I know the enumerators, I know on my own street, they call back about six or seven times. So they would have been looking at houses that were obviously empty, habitable houses that were empty, and counting those figures. So we've two different methods of collecting the data there. But we also have a third method, which is the geodirectory, which is operated by OnPost. And they come in with a figure of about 80 or 90,000 vacant. But I think what it points to is we do have an issue with vacancy. We have an opportunity to bring vacant housing stock back into habitable use. The location of these houses is obviously important. The condition scoring on these vacant houses is obviously important as well. But it points to the fact that we need to collect all this data together to make an informed decision on how we address and how we activate those buildings and bring them back into use as homes.
But how? Because we've different methods of collecting that information. If you start with dodgy data, you're on a hide into nothing.
Yeah, I don't think the data is dodgy. I think we've a number of people collecting the data. And this is one of the key recommendations from the Oireachtas Committee report recently, which Eoin O'Brien serves on that committee as well. And we produced a really good report on urban regeneration. And one of our key findings was you need accurate information. You know, if you can't measure these things, you can't manage them. So that's key to this. I'm glad Minister Donoghue, took this step. We've got Revenue collecting the data now as well. We've got work being done by the Heritage Council. We've work being done by local authorities. We've work being done by the CSO. Pull the data together, get a real figure on it.
And who's going to do that? Who's responsible for collating that data? Who is going to be able to produce the ultimate information on how many vacant properties there are?
Well, I would say it's the Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage, because
but you
they
don't
do
know.
Have some, well, I mean, we're pulling the data together, and that's what we're determined to do.
But someone has to take responsibility for it. Otherwise, it's who's. I thought John was doing it.
We are taking responsibility for it, and we have Revenue collecting the data, and we have the CSO data, and we put it all together. So you put together the data,
okay,
and you come up with a lever then to activate these buildings. And a vacancy tax is one of those levers that is a nudge in the right direction for people to renovate, to refurbish, to rent, or to sell those properties and bring them back into use for the common good.
Eoin O'Brien, are you happy with the way that we're collating the data and that we're going to eventually have some central database that tells us how many properties are actually lying vacant?
Well, none of us are happy with the data for all of the reasons that Stephen rightly outlined. However, the solution is very straightforward, which is government gives that responsibility to the Department of Housing and they work with local authorities to collect it. What I would say is the introduction of a vacant property tax, which we urgently need, would actually help collate and clarify the data, because if there was a legal responsibility on owners of those properties to pay that tax, and if Revenue was then pursuing people for not paying it, it would help clean out some of the data. But it is also important to remember that it's not just about the principle of the tax, it is the way you do it. We've had a vacant sites levy for years and it was set far too low, below the rate of land inflation, and it wasn't properly implemented. So it's not just the introduction of a tax. The rate has to be punitive. The rate potentially has to increase progressively as it does in other jurisdictions. And it has to be designed for one purpose and one purpose only. Anybody who is willfully leaving a property vacant in the middle of a housing crisis is akin to somebody hoarding food in a famine. There should be a cost on it. Of course, certain categories of properties won't be included: holiday homes, fair deal homes, homes stuck in probate. But if you look, for example, even at the lower end of the figures that Pascal Donoghue announced yesterday, Dublin City and Cork City have phenomenal levels of vacancy. And these are just residential units. This isn't, you know, this is before we even get to talk about over the shop retail or commercial units that could be converted to residential. So even if the lower end of the figures is correct, 57,000 vacant units, given that we have, for example, 12,000 homeless families, given that we have 5,000 single homeless people across the state, given that we have, you know, 140,000 households who need social housing and 90 to 100,000 households who need affordable housing, even getting half of those 57,000 units back into active use, either through rental or sale or transfer to a public authority through the stick approach of a punitive vacant property tax would be a huge win.
But you've already indicated that we did this with the vacant site tax and it didn't work. So what's I'm struggling to see what's going to be different here.
And this is the key. The reason why the vacant property the vacant sites levy didn't work is the rate was initially set at 3% and then 7% below the annual inflationary rises in land prices. So the first thing is when the government is proposing the entry level rate, it needs to take into account what's happening with the property price inflation for vacant properties, and it needs to be set above that. The second thing is it needs to be set above that in a punitive way. And then the third thing is, and they do this in other jurisdictions, they don't just set a vacant property tax for year one, but in year two, year three, year four, it incrementally increases. So the longer you leave it vacant for no good reason, the more costly it is to you. We would be urging PASCO to consider all of those options and work with, for example, my colleague in the Finance Committee, Piers Doherty, and others to get this right. Department of Housing and the local authorities should be looking at clarifying the data and putting in place schemes to assist people who want to get their properties back into use. Okay. And the Department of Finance and Revenue should be the stick. Let housing be the carrot, let finance be the stick. But if you don't have that stick, as we've seen, government have missed all of their vacant homes targets under the government's last housing plan. They have very, very modest vacant homes targets getting them back into use under this plan. Punitive vacant tax on those speculatively vacant homes out there is key. So the devil is in the detail, and that's
what we need to see next. Yeah, Steve Matthews, if I can come back to you, what do we do with local authorities that are laggards in turning around what are referred to as voids? I know that there are regular excuses put forward as to why certain properties are boarded up in local authority areas. I mean, it's a bit rich if we're taxing the laggard in the private sector if we don't tax and challenge the laggards in the public sector.
Well, I think the local authorities in the last 2 years have turned around a considerable number of those voids. You always have to have some empty local authority stock as you're renovating other stock to house people, to camp people into that. But I think they've been quite successful in the last 2 years in releasing a lot of voids. I'd be more concerned about the local authorities' application of dereliction levies as well. Last year, 2021, I think there was over €5 million in dereliction site levies issued. There was less than 10% of that collected, and that pattern goes back over a number of years. So that's an area that we need to address, these derelict buildings within our towns and town centres that really could accommodate people. They could accommodate those 1 and 2 bedroom units that we so badly need. They're very suitable for the small builder to go in and do these renovation works. So there's a lot of positives there. And it's not just about the quantum of housing that you bring back into the town centre. It's the economic benefit that brings to the local economy. It brings life and vibrancy back into towns and villages, a lot of which have been hollowed out over the years because our planning system has really focused on greenfield sprawl after sprawl, and we know the results of traffic emissions from that and long commutes, etc. So it's really time to turn back and focus on the town centres. But the vacant site levy that Owen referred to as well, I think that was quite a failure as well. It was so full of holes, and you know, there was a number of sites were ruled out. If a site was too small, we brought in the zoned land tax now, which attempts to address a number of those, and that'll apply a 3% tax to all of those sites that are suitable and no impediment or reason for development. So there's a number of levers that we have here to operate. It's important to get the information and the data and put in place something that's robust and will deliver and activate those houses.
Steve Matthews, Green Party TD for Wicklow and Chair of the Oireachtas Committee on Housing, Local Government and Heritage. Thank you. Just matters political, Owen O'Brien, to you before I let you go. Sean Defoe, Newstalk's political correspondent, tweeted there, Sinn Féin is considering tabling a motion of no confidence in the government this week, saying the government's lost its majority in failing to tackle the cost of living and housing crisis. You know that's going to go nowhere. Why are you doing it?
Well, first of all, we don't have confidence in this government, and nor do the wider public. The fact that the government lost their majority last night over the appalling treatment of families living with the legacy of light touch regulation and defective block is further evidence of that, rising homelessness, chaos in the airport, chaos in the hospitals. We haven't made a decision yet on our private members' time next week. We'll be doing that in the morning. But let's be very, very clear. We have a government that is chaotic, that is dysfunctional.
Yeah, what's the point of doing it, though, if you know it's not going to succeed? Because you're going to be prevented from doing it again by rules for a number of months.
Well, first of all, no decision has been taken. We make a decision on our private member's time on a Friday morning, and obviously all options are on the table. But private members' motions very rarely succeed when the government has a majority. The government no longer has a majority. That is a very, very significant change. We saw yesterday, again, the government ramming through the defective block legislation at great cost to homeowners in Western Seaboard counties. The votes on that bill were the narrowest votes we have seen to date, in some cases as narrow as four between government and opposition. So government's lost its majority. It's lost the confidence of the public. All of the opinion polls say that. We will decide our course of action tomorrow. And let's be very, very clear. There's a growing sense out there that this government is out of touch, is out of time. We need a general election. Yeah. And that will be the foremost of our mind.
So you're getting that there's blood tomorrow. In the water. You're sensing blood in the water and you're responding to that accordingly.
I am sensing and picking up every day in my constituency around the country a huge and growing anger at the failure of this government on health, on housing, on childcare, on cost of living, on defective blocks last night. And therefore, as the main party of opposition, at any opportunity we have to give vent to that, we will do so. The government no longer has a majority. They've lost the confidence of the public. We need a general election, and the sooner that happens, the better.
And my final question to you, the Taoiseach's statement this morning, the DPP determining he'd no case to answer in relation to the disclosure of a document to the then president of the NAGP in 2019. Do you accept this matter is at a close?
Well, clearly the DPP has decided there are no criminal matters to pursue, and I respect the decision of the DPP. But the Taoiseach said then Taoiseach did wrong. He stood on the floor of the Dáil. He apologised for that wrongdoing. So he did something wrong. And I think that's just...
He said it was inappropriate and an error.
It was wrong. It might not have been criminal. And the DPP has adjudicated on that. And I'm not going to dispute their adjudication. But what he did was wrong. It should not have happened. And it shows the double standards of this government when it comes to such matters. So Leo Varadkar will have to account for himself when it comes to the next election. There are many, many issues we are critical of this government for, including the perpetual leaking of confidential documents to friends and colleagues.
But is it over now? Are you willing to move on from this? Because it is something that Sinn Féin have talked about a lot. The DPP has said there was no crime. There is no case to answer. He's apologised.
We absolutely accept the decision of the DPP with respect to the decision not to pursue criminal matters. But what I will say is Leo Varadkar is damaged. His behaviour undermined the integrity of government and the cabinet and himself as then Taoiseach, now Taoiseach. We will continue to put pressure on this government for all of its failures. But the really, really big issues aren't just about Leo Varadkar. They're about failures in health, housing, childcare, cost of living, the appalling treatment of people living in defective buildings. That's going to be our focus over the coming days, weeks and months.
All right, we leave it there for now. Ona Brin, Sinn Féin Housing Spokesperson, thanks very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.